I'm Dr. Bruce Cook. I'm Chief of Staff at Dryden Regional Health Center.
And I'm Doreen Armstrong-Ross, CEO at Dryden Regional Health Center.
And I'm Joan Mallion, VP Nursing, Chief Nursing Executive, Dryden Regional.
Let's start with a general update on the Dryden Regional Health Center. What are things looking like right now with the ramping down of non-urgent surgeries?
We are doing fairly well in Dryden. We do not have any COVID inpatients at this time. We are prepared to both ramp down further if required by the province, as well as deploy staff to elsewhere in the province if that is required, and have plans in place to execute both of those things on very short notice.
Okay, and did you have an update on staff vaccinations? I know most of the staff are getting their first round.
Yeah, that's correct. We've got 100% of our willing staff done with their first dose, and it's always open for those who didn't want in first round. But we're also providing vaccine clinics for different patient populations. We did high-risk patients that have certain medical conditions that put them in that high-risk category. We've been able to vaccinate 432 people. Our staff and various patient groups are in that mix.
Great to hear. And if you could, whoever wants to speak to this, talk about the outbreak plan you have in place and infection control procedures.
So we have an outbreak plan in place for if we do have an outbreak. Our plan is to, of course, we'd have to isolate patients that are positive in their rooms, and then we will test the patient and, of course, the roommate.
A general wrap-up of what we're doing now. But we're really functioning like we could have an outbreak anytime, and ensuring that we have a high level of infection control procedures at all times in the organization. Dryden Regional Health Center has not had an outbreak.
There's been some questions regarding what there is for an ICU intensive care unit at the Dryden Regional Health Center when it comes to beds, ventilators.
So Dryden Regional Health Center does not have an official intensive care unit. We have a critical care unit with 3 beds. We have 2 ventilators that we can use in that unit. One of them was graciously donated by Dontar. If one of our patients required a ventilator, they would be transferred to an intensive care unit in the province. That most likely would be Thunder Bay, but as the ICUs throughout Ontario are being utilized with high numbers, those transfers are being coordinated by a provincial agency.
And the ICU is used to care for all kinds of seriously injured sick patients, correct?
Right, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, intensive care units across province are filling up. They have both a high number of COVID patients, both ventilated and non-ventilated, being in ICU, but as well patients that have undergone neurosurgery or cardiac surgery or other types of traumas and end up in those hospital wards. And that's one of the reasons that province has been working on ramping down elective surgeries, in that those beds aren't being taken up by post-operative patients or patients that might be transferred there for other reasons. And that is also why the provincial agency is undertaking all the transfers of COVID patients across the province.
Yeah, and with those talks of Southern Ontario COVID patients having to be transferred due to their ICU capacity, we know Thunder Bay got their first patient. Is this even a possibility at DRHC?
No. Again, we don't have an intensive care unit. Those are specially operated wards with intensivists as well as ICU-trained nurses, respiratory therapists, and dietitians even. They're very highly trained professionals that run those wards. So, yes, we are seeing that the stress in Ontario is causing patients to be transferred north. Some have gone to Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie, and Thunder Bay. That does impact our ability to access beds as well.
As Doreen indicated earlier, we've been pretty fortunate to have lower case numbers than much of Ontario. Is there anything the three of you might say to our community, the surrounding areas who may be feeling frustrated by restrictions, or those who are continuing to follow these public health measures now a year into this?
Definitely a big thank you to those that are following the restrictions. You know, we can't look at this on a community-by-community basis. This is a provincial and even broader an issue across the country. You know, we have staff coming to Ontario from Newfoundland and different places. So, you know, we have to be mindful that the healthcare system is a system. It's a whole system. We depend on those beds in Southern Ontario and Toronto as much as the people in Southern Ontario and Toronto depend on those beds. Those were, like Bruce said, where our critical care patients go, and we do need that capacity in the system. So big thank you to those that are following the restrictions and understanding that we have to maintain the healthcare system for the health of everybody, not just the COVID positive patients. We want to provide the care to everybody that needs it, and you know, are working really hard to do that, but keeping the COVID numbers down is a key to that. As well as we want to encourage everybody that when eligible to sign up for their vaccines and get vaccinated, as well as, you know, following the public health measures. It is frustrating, but it's what we have to do now to, and you know, we used to use that terminology a lot last year, is flatten the curve. We have to do that with this third wave. If the curve continues to go up like it is now, the entire healthcare system will be overwhelmed, and we'll have to get to those measures that we don't really want to when we're getting so full in our hospital beds.
It is frustrating for everyone to be in these lockdown measures. We have done a wonderful job here in Dryden. All we have to do is look nearby to see what can happen. There's been outbreaks in Kenora, outbreaks in Marathon, outbreaks in the Fort Francis Emo area, outbreaks in Sulacoat. We're holding our own. We thank everyone for doing what they've done. I would say keep doing this. Keep wearing your mask, wash your hands, get a vaccine when it's available for you, and we can get through this.
That was Dr. Bruce Cook, Chief of Staff, Doreen Armstrong-Ross, Chief Executive Officer, and Joan Mallion, Vice President and Chief of Nursing at the Dryden Regional Health Center. For CKDR News, I'm Sarah McCarthy.